He'd even told her right up front that the spouse was usually the first suspect, but she'd provided a rock-solid alibi. So why was he attending a funeral in the broiling Texas heat when he didn't have to? Did he think she'd throw herself on the casket and confess to having her husband killed because he was a bastard? Since he was there, he could be a gentleman and move up closer. With his height and broad body, he could provide some shade for her. It would make him good for something other than suspecting that she'd had Conrad killed. "Stop fidgeting," Teresa hissed from the side of her mouth. "This is such a sham," Kate whispered. Teresa shot her a dirty look from under that fancy little veil. Kate sat up straight and pretended to pay attention, but with sidelong glances, she studied the four women and the child sitting at the other end of the row of folding chairs. Thank goodness for big sunglasses, so she could stare as long as she wanted and not get caught. Two women and a child who were definitely Hispanic hovered first in her peripheral vision. The older one was as stone-faced as a statue, and for a while Kate began to think maybe the old gal had succumbed to the terrible Texas heat right there in the cemetery. Just as Kate was about to yell at the detective to call an ambulance, the woman let out a long sigh. Kate could relate. She would have gladly doubled whatever the preacher charged the funeral home for his services if he would cut his sermon short and let everyone get out of the scorching heat. The minutes ticked off at the rate of one every hour. The dark-haired lady beside the older woman must be quite a bit younger, most likely the mother of the little girl with the big brown eyes, who for the most part looked confused. Poor little thing. Probably would have rather been home playing in a kiddie pool or watching cartoons on television than sitting at a funeral in the middle of a Texas heat wave. An empty chair separated that group of three from an older woman with gray hair sitting beside a very pregnant red-haired woman, maybe in her late 20s. The pregnant lady moaned and sobbed into a white hanky as the other woman patted her shoulder. At least Conrad had one acquaintance who would cry for him. Or, Kate eyed her mother carefully, had Teresa paid a mourner to come to the funeral and weep over that man's body for appearances? Kate leaned to the left and whispered, "Do you know those people?" Teresa shook her head. "Did you pay that redhead to cry?" "Hush," Teresa hissed. "I would never do that. But he's dead, so we need to show respect." 8 people at the funeral. It all went to show that a con man did not have real friends. Were those women related to Conrad? He'd never mentioned sisters or cousins. But then, if he had, she wouldn't have believed him. Not after she'd found out exactly what he was. She should have given him the divorce and the $1 million settlement he wanted. And then she wouldn't even have had to be there that day, with sweat trickling down her ribs. That young one, who evidently sincerely mourned the bastard, could have buried him, and maybe even put flowers on his grave. A settlement would have been well worth the money if it had gotten Kate out of planning and attending the funeral. She glanced down the row again. The little girl held her red rose as if it were a piece of delicate china. The expression on the face of the woman beside her left no doubt that she wanted to get this whole thing finished as much as Kate did. The pregnant girl had wrapped her wrinkled handkerchief around the stem of her rose, and now wiped her tears away with the back of her hand.
"Let us pray," the preacher said.
Praise the Lord, Kate thought as she bowed her head, but she did not shut her eyes. She stared straight ahead at the shiny black casket with the reflections of the mourners, real or obligatory, right there before her. Their faces distorted in the casket's curvature. But what she saw was sorrow, disgust, confusion, acceptance, and something akin to indifference.
"Amen," the preacher said, and Kate mouthed,